Mark Levin, The Democrats Hate America. By Jeff Poor on October 10, 2022. During Sunday's broadcast of FNC's Life, Liberty, and Levin, host Mark Levin criticized the Democratic Party and President Joe Biden. He suggested the country was headed in the wrong direction because Democrats hate America. Transcript as follows. Levin, this election comes down to really two positions. Do you love America or do you hate America? Because the Democratic Party has made it abundantly clear. I'm not trying to be provocative, I just listen that they hate America. Well, tell me how they support it? Now, I'm no special pleader for the Republican Party, but that's the nature of the beast. You either vote for one or the other. If you vote for a third party, you're voting for a Democrat. So my view, and it is unusual in this election cycle, is vote for all Republicans. We will deal with them later. We have got to stop what's going on in this country. So you either love America, or you hate America. But you've got to vote against the Democrats and for the Republicans. Again, I'm no special pleader. Now what am I talking about? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a recession. I don't care how they try and spin it. It's two quarters of negative growth. Negative growth is oxymoronic, but that's what they call it. That's what we had. We're in a recession. We also have inflation teetering on double-digit inflation. We have had massive, massive deficit spending, borrowing, effectively the printing of money. And even with inflation through the roof, the Democrats decided, let's give it another $1 trillion boost, don't you think? Because they want to subsidize part of their base, the wealthiest among us, and that is graduate students, law students, doctoral students, and all the rest by paying for some of their student loans. You paying for them. Most of you have paid if you had student loans for your own. So, what has this done? Well, let me tell you a little secret that's not been reported on. Your HVAC system, your air conditioning system, your refrigeration system, the prices are going through the roof. The Biden administration, through regulations, is significantly changing the processes yet again. Fertilizer is on short supply, it is very expensive. That's why there's 20% less planting now than there was last year. Now, what does that mean? Less food, reduced food supplies, lower supply, demand goes up, higher costs. Higher prices for animals that need to eat. Those kinds of harvest foods, like cattle, like chicken. Eggs are going up, beef is going up, all of these prices are going through the roof. Diesel fuel. Back up again. Why? Well, because we aren't able to produce as much as we need, even though we can, we are not allowed. 18-wheelers, it is costing much, much more to move harvest product from the fields, from the packaging plants to the grocery stores that paid for them. And of course, the cost of appliances are going through the roof, the costs of automobiles are going through the roof, and we're just getting started, folks. Biden is not done. The Democrats aren't done. They are running our economy, managing our country, mostly through the bureaucracy and destroying it. Let's take a look. Why do we have high energy prices when we had low energy prices? Well, many reasons. Biden has appointed the most radical people in academia and think tanks, nonprofit organizations, the Obama administration throughout the federal bureaucracy, and no more obvious than at the EPA and the Interior Department and other departments that control our energy sources. So, what are they doing? Biofuel mandates. Biofuel mandates. There is not a biofuel to power anything. They are attacking capital investment in drilling and development through this ESG. These ESG policies, environmental, social engineering, governmental engineering policies that are being pushed by the hard left in these boardrooms. They are subsidizing massively electric vehicles. Electric vehicles, and that has had an enormous effect on two of the three big three auto producers. Other than GM, the others are full speed ahead on electrical vehicles and no combustion engine vehicles in the near future. The administration is staffed with people who regard fossil fuels as evil, and they have a generally hostile energy environment. Massive regulations, massive taxations at every level, harassing these people with investigations. Real Clear Energy points out that not only they canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, they've closed other pipelines. They are reviving the social cost of carbon. Carbon, you know, the non-polluting that you exhale. Halting lease sales in Alaska's ANWR. President Trump had opened them up, placing a moratorium on drilling on federal lands. The federal government controls 25% of the land in America. They put a moratorium on it. Rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, which is all the other countries of the world ganging up on the United States and attacking us. Proposing energy inhibiting budgets. Canceling oil and gas drilling leases that they already let. Initiating punitive government investigations of not just big oil, but small oil and medium oil where they had have to spend time on those sorts of things. Restricting Permian Basin drilling using ozone rules that is in Texas and New Mexico. Imposing stricter methane emission rules, I wish they'd impose them on themselves. But that's a big problem, and supporting a range of other anti-energy policies. On top of that, Biden is draining these strategic petroleum reserves like no precedent since we've hit it. Which puts us in a gravely dangerous national security position, and he is doing that for political reasons. And of course, OPEC is now cutting 2 million barrels a day. Because Biden is a failed diplomat, as he is a failed president. What is going on here? Fundamentally, the Democrat policies are working. This is what they want. They want a poor America. They want a degrowth movement. They are anti-capitalism. They're pro-economic socialism, and they have been for at least half a century. They are centralizing decision-making in their own hands. But politically, it's a non-starter, so they have to lie about it. Rather than celebrating it, they have to lie about it. So, they'll blame you. They'll blame big oil, they'll blame big Putin, they'll blame whatever they have to blame. They will talk about price gouging when there isn't price gouging. So they create the very scenario that they are criticizing, and this is what they do on the Marxist left in the Democratic Party. But that's not all. Why do the Democrats hate America? U.S. murder rate highest it has been in 25 years as big cities shatter records. Chicago, New York, L.A., Minneapolis, Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Wow. My home city, the city of brotherly love. People can't even go out on the streets anymore. These cities are being depopulated. People are getting out if they can afford to get out. Poor people who can't afford to get out are being abused. This is undermining the police forces in America. What have the Democrats done about it? What have they done to fix it? Well, how are they going to fix it when they broke it? They broke it just like they did our economy. On inflation, just like they did on energy independence when it comes to energy. They broke police enforcement. That's what's happened in this country. Now, interestingly enough, they like to say they support abortion because they believe women have a right to choose to protect their bodies. Well, rape is way up in this country, way up, particularly in the heavily populated inner cities. Don't those women want to protect their bodies, too? So how come the Democrats don't support that? Oh, Mark, what are you trying to say? What do you mean, what am I trying to say? Everything I've just described you is a man-made disaster. That is a Democratic Party-made disaster, and it is continuing. Look at immigration on the southern border. BBC heartbreaking conditions in U.S. migrant child camp. What do they talk about? They talk about rampant disease. They talk about rancid food. They talk about children being molested by staff and strangers. They talk about children being separated from their parents, hundreds of thousands of them. This is the Biden border right now. 5 Biden illegal immigration records that have already been shattered in 2022. It goes on and goes on and goes on. Illegal immigration like we've never seen it before. Death on the border like we've never seen it before. Criminals coming in like we've never seen it before. You have sex trafficking going on in the border like we've never seen it before. And in our country, crime is through the roof again, partly as a result of this. Fentanyl overdoses become number one cause of death among us adults ages 18 to 45. It is a national emergency. It's coming through the open border, mostly produced by our enemy. Communist China using the drug cartels, our enemy in Mexico, to bring this fentanyl across an open border that is killing American young people. Approximately 110,000 record-breaking last year, and the records are breaking this year. And we have the highest number of illegal immigrants getting into the country known and unknown in American history. Wow. You must love your country if you want to do that sort of thing, right? Yes. Right. And what's happening in our classrooms? Student test scores plummeted in math and reading after the pandemic, new assessment finds. It is not just the pandemic, it's the teachers' unions. It's the teacher administrators. It's the Democratic Party who rely on these people for contributions. For precinct workers who use them to unleash the FBI and the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland against parents who have had enough with critical race theory and perversion and sexuality being taught to the 5 and 6 and 7 year olds. And enough with the propaganda about economic socialism and climate change. If you dare to go to a school board meeting, you might get your name written down and Merrick Garland is ready to strike. What else? The Democrats hate America. That's my hypothesis. It's actually a reality. Look at the withdrawal on Afghanistan. Look, you're still negotiating with Iran, that is Biden, who wants nuclear weapons on missiles that will change the whole world. Even though they have attempted to assassinate former American officials, including former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. Look at what he is doing to Israel. He is forcing Israel to sell oil leases or trying to Hezbollah, which is an international terrorist organization. He has pushed Saudi Arabia closer to Russia. What else has he done? Look at the culture wars. He has destroyed women's sports, has Biden, by taking Title IX and turning it on its head. He has institutionalized racism in this country, which is one of the reasons we cannot meet our objectives. Our objectives in terms of military recruiting, all the wokeism. The army is down 40%. 40%. If you're a patriot, you're not going to join the military because of what Biden and his generals have done to the United States military. And he appointed to the Supreme Court Justice Jackson. It's her contention, she said the other day in so many words, that racism is embedded in the 14th Equal Protection Amendment. Wait a minute. That's right. Racism is embedded there, and the people who wrote that amendment intended it. Have you ever heard anything so stupid and outrageous in your life? Oh, yes, I think I did. I need a biologist to tell me how to define a woman. They are attacking the Constitution, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment. Separation of powers, checks and balances. And of course, they've unleashed their corrupt Department of Justice and the FBI. Like the old East German Stasi against anybody they disagree with. Pro-lifers, parents, the former President of the United States, Donald Trump, and you're next. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.